We are talking about belly laughs and stinky laundry from the Bard, Delaware Shakespeare returning to Rockwood Park for 13 outdoor performances. David, tell me all about it.
Well, that teaser got it all. This is not one of Shakespeare's most highbrow plays. The Merry Wives of Windsor, I think, can best be described as when Shakespeare decided to write a sitcom. but it's just a joyful play that features one of Shakespeare's greatest comic characters, Falstaff, who is a egotistical knight who's down on his luck and decides that the best way to try to fill his pockets with money again is to seduce the two wealthy wives in town. But as in all of Shakespeare, the women are smarter than the men, and they figure out Falstaff's plan and find a way to give it back to him double so. Delaware Shakespeare was founded in 2003, so this is our 17th annual summer festival. We've expanded a lot in the last 8 or so years, but the centerpiece of what we do really still is our 3 weeks out at Rockwood, and it's just a joyous time for the whole community to gather together. You know, we open the grounds. It's 75 minutes before the production, so you know it's not just a play. You come and you picnic. You sit on your own blankets or chairs. There's pre-show entertainment, so it really does aim to be just a really big, fun community celebration with these wonderful plays at its core.
Yeah, and always, as always, I should say, the Summer Festival will be casting a mix of familiar faces and top-flight new talent. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we love building relationships with actors who have been with us before. So we have four actors who've done some of our past productions, both our community tour shows. We're really excited to have Greg Isaac and Newton Buchanan, who are in our fall community tour of The Merchant of Venice, and now they'll be onto the summer stage. We also have some great new faces for us, including our actor playing Falstaff is named Bradley Mott. He's a fairly recent transplant to the area from Chicago, where he worked with some of the top theaters in Chicago and the country, actually, places like the Goodman Theater and Steppenwolf. So we're very excited to have him bringing Falstaff to life. And then one of our Merry Wives is an actress named Brett Ashley Robinson. She's a Philadelphia-based performer, but she actually was just in a production in New York that was a New York Times critic's pick. So we really are bringing the best talent possible onto the stage to bring these amazing plays to life.
We're talking to David Stradley. He's the producing artistic director of Delaware Shakespeare. It sounds like a lot of fun. What else do you want the general public to know about the Merry Wives of Windsor?
Well, I think one of the fun things that we're doing with this production is including some area youth in it. The last several years, we've really been trying to strengthen our community ties, and that has meant in several instances actually bringing community members on stage. So this year, we have two local middle school students, Jonathan Ransom and Jack Meister, rotating in the role of Robin, who is Falstaff's servant. And then we have our high school interns and then members of a homeschool theater troupe called Pages Alive Theater, who will be coming on stage in the final scene where the whole town gets together to play a big practical joke on Shakespeare. So it's a great chance to see, you know, terrific professionals, but also, you know, community members up there on stage as well.
Where can we get more information about the Merry Wives of Windsor and buy tickets?
Absolutely. You can find all that information at our website, which is delshakes.org. That's DelShakes.org. Tickets are $22 general admission, $20 for seniors, $18 for students. We run July 12th through the 28th.
Yeah, this sounds like fun. It's all happening at Rockwood Park. And one other thing, David, I want you to mention. Following the summer festival is the annual Shakespeare Poem Friends. Talk about that.
Yes, so in October, when the temperature is getting cooler and people like to have some autumnal frights, we do a great reading event. It's called Shakespeare Poe and Fiends, actually. A little pun there on friends and fiends. And we do reading events in great historic venues all throughout the state. So we'll be at the Old State House in Dover. We'll be at the Newcastle Courthouse Museum in Newcastle, the Wilmington Town Hall in downtown Wilmington. And it's just a really fun and spooky night with great actors reading these great stories in really intimate locations.